Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from January 22, 2020, entitled, The Secretive Inventor of the Navy's UFO Patents Finally Talks. It was written by Brett Tingley and originally posted on the thedrive.com website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. Dr. Salvatore Cesar Pace is the inventor of the next generation technology that has been patented and assigned to the U.S. Navy. These patents include high temperature superconductors, gravitational wave generators, compact fusion reactors, and high energy electromagnetic field generators. Pace has patented a hybrid aerospace underwater craft that seemingly bends the laws of physics as we know them. Mainstream scientists and physicists have made it clear that they find the patented technology largely absurd and not grounded in scientific fact. But while the U.S. Patent Office initially rejected the validity of the patents, the Chief Technology Officer of the U.S. Naval Aviation Enterprise personally attested to the reality of these inventions in the successful patent appeal. So what exactly is going on with these patents? Are they proactive of future technology or simply misinformation aimed at rival nations? Is the Navy on the verge of changing human technological progress as we know it? Or do they represent a breakthrough that has already occurred? Dr. Pace published a new academic paper in the journal IEEE Transactions on Plasma Science, detailing his work on his patented plasma compression fusion device, a compact fusion reactor capable of creating a net energy gain that would revolutionize energy production. It's worth noting that the U.S. Navy did not make use of the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 to make these patents classified and unavailable for public viewing. Pace's patents were filed publicly. The IEEE publication notes that Dr. Pace currently works at the U.S. Navy Strategic Systems Programs, which develops the Navy's submarine-launched ballistic missiles, nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarines, and the new hypersonic intermediate-range conventional prompt strike that can potentially reach any target on Earth within an hour, depending on the location of the launch platform. The author section in this new academic paper states that Dr. Pace has advanced knowledge in aerodynamics and missile design, as well as expertise in electro-optics and emerging quantum technologies, particularly the laser power, high-energy electromagnetic field generation, and condensed matter physics, such as room temperature superconductivity, as related to advanced field propulsion. Dr. Salvatore Cesar Pace recently responded to a few questions from the War Zone by email. Reiterating what is already on public record, Pace confirmed that he is a graduate of Case Western Reserve University, earning his PhD in mechanical and aerospace engineering in 1998. But Pace stresses that all of the former patent work he did was conducted under NAVAIR, now CAD. His current position with Navy Strategic Systems Program has nothing to do with this type of advanced physics work. As testing by the Naval Air Systems Chief Technology Officer ostensibly showed that his patents were indeed feasible, it is puzzling that Pace would transfer to another unit in a separate field of study. In his emailed response to Brett Tinsley, Pace stands behind the science underlying his compact fusion reactor, which is patented and published in the prestigious IEEE TPS journal. Pace explains that his work culminates in the Pace effect, where energy flux is generated by electrically charged matter changing from solid to plasma states and subjected to accelerated vibration and spin via rapid acceleration transients to create a macroscopic quantum coherence, the fundamental structure from which everything else in our quantum reality emerges. In 2001, the Commission on the Future of the United States Aerospace Industry concluded that breakthrough energy sources, such as nuclear fusion and antimatter, must be credibly investigated in order for us to practically pursue human exploration of the solar system and beyond. These energy sources should be the topic of a focused research effort. However, Carl Willis, a nuclear engineer at the University of New Mexico and senior research engineer for Varus Research, says the literature for Pace plasma compression fusion device contains invented jargon, nebulous adjectives and adverbs, and nonsensical statements that seem to contradict basic and accepted physics. Dr. Charles Collette, assistant professor of physics at Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania, also remains skeptical. While he admits that the theoretical basis for the so-called Pace effect is not outlandish, there are likely significant engineering challenges in creating a device capable of producing such high electromagnetic forces. Collette says that he cannot see how that interaction could lead to any of the claimed effects. Some scientists even suggest that the intended audience of the empty jargon and pseudoscience contained in these patents may not be the scientific community. In fact, not a single mainstream scientist or engineer will corroborate the claims made in Dr. Pace's patents. Nevertheless, Dr. Pace assures, "My work shall be proven correct one fine day."
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization.